conditions. Stay on top of this active weather situation with our free weather app. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather, get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Now at Nukes, the Express Market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nukes app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nukes, 7880 Vaughn Road.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. In Crenshaw County, a man is accused of biting off another man's ear. Johnny Ray Wilson Jr. of Rutledge is charged with first-degree assault after authorities say Wilson attacked an elderly man who stopped to help him after he crashed his car into a creek. The elderly victim was flown to Birmingham for treatment. Wilson is in the Crenshaw County Jail with no bond. Authorities are working a death investigation after a body was found in the Alabama River between Powder Magazine Ramp and Cooter's Pond. Multiple law enforcement agencies, including Montgomery Police, are now assisting in the case. A South Carolina man has been convicted of killing his five children and burying them in Wilcox County. Timothy Jones Jr. has been on trial since April. In 2014, Jones killed his five children in Lexington, South Carolina, drove with them in his car for a week before burying them in Camden. Jones now faces the death penalty. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Former doctor William Usel charged with 25 counts of murder stemming from the deaths of patients at Mount Carmel Hospital. Many of the patients were nearing the end of life, and that Dr. Usel hastened their deaths.
Flash flood and severe weather threat for millions all the way to the mid-Atlantic.
Arrests along U.S.-Mexico border surged again last month.
The border is a disaster. It's not a crisis. It's a complete, utter disaster.
And health officials in Fiji now say that they have ruled out influenza as the cause of the death of David and Michelle Paul.
Bernie Sanders made headlines when he appeared at Walmart's shareholder meeting and accused the company of paying its employees what he called starvation wages.
A 74-year-old woman who fell while hiking in Arizona is recovering not just from her injuries but from dizziness. She was being hoisted by a medevac helicopter and the stretcher started spinning. This happened for nearly a minute.
Amazon saying they're nearly set for home drone delivery.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. First time calls, thanks to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Bar Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Glad you asked. $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farmer. It could be cantaloupes, it could be corn, it could be peppers, it could be peaches, it could be Cuban sandwiches, it could be ice cream, it could be cakes, it could be pies. It could be a whole bunch of stuff. But one thing it all is all very, very good. I want to remind you about my good friend Dan Black. You guys have videos, Betamax, VHSs that you need to move over to digital technology. You need to have it on jump drive. You need to have it up on the iCloud. Well, Dan Black's the guy to do it for you. Now, let me tell you what you can do. Call him and tell him that you're interested, but tell him, say, I want to know what the Dan Morris Show special is today. He's going to give you a special strictly because you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Let me tell you something. I don't know what it's going to be each day. It's going to be, could be different. But I do know this. Dan Black will make it good. Because Dan Black is a great guy. I've known him for decades and decades and decades. And you will really like working with him. So go by and see Dan Black. Tell me you're a Dan Morris Show listener. And ask for the Dan Morris Show special. 334-440-7818, 334-440-7818, Dan Black Studios. Get those videos moved over. Get those videos cut that you want to put on your website or have out there to explain what you do. It's a great way of doing it. Narrowband Media is it, boys and girls, and we can help you at Dan Morris Show Productions with that, my good friend John Slaughter. Let's do this. Let's finish out Decision Day, which is what the D stands for in D-Day, and most people do not know that. Let's listen to Decision Day 75 years ago via CBS.
I mentioned Jake Larson, this Fed I spoke to yesterday, who we'll hear from later, but he stood on the beach yesterday with me and he said, why am I here? Why was I the one who got to leave this beach? And that's a question a lot of these men still ask at this point, Gail.
Yeah, one of the notes we keep hearing recurring when you hear from the veterans is they're not the heroes, the survivors, those being honored today. It's the men who are underneath those crosses that we're showing right now. I'm curious, have the veterans had the opportunity to make a visit to the cemetery that we're seeing behind you?
They've made visits that here they've also, you know, it's difficult for some of them to get around. In fact, it's probably difficult for most of them to get around. But there are points you can get down to the beach where it's a little easier than, for example, here at the cemetery where it's almost impossible because the bluffs are so high. But, you know, they're, as I said, for a number of them, it's actually the first trip after 75 years. And so it's an incredibly moving experience for them. A lot of them have brought their families, sons, wives, and so forth. So and they know it's really their last chance.
Maria sent me a video of from the last year of this. This guy's on a wheelchair, and they're pushing him. They're taking him from where he came in on the landing craft, and they're pushing him in his wheelchair towards the cliffs. And he tells them to stop. He crawls out of his wheelchair, is on his hands and knees, and kisses the ground that's there.
Oh, wow.
And starts crying and talking about the men that were to his left and right that fell. And he asks the exact same question, why was I saved? Why was I spared?
Well, and at this point, just the basic math of 75 years, I mean, all of these veterans, there's one talking on Fox News right now, Corporal John McHugh, they all have to be 90-plus, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there might have been some that snuck in at about 15, exactly. 16, but yeah.
But if you're at 44 and you were 18, you're in 92, 93, right. So kind of the youngest. So let's listen in more. Decision Day, 75 years ago, CBS.
Respect and reverence for the greatest generation was mixed with the joy and honor and pride this morning at the ceremony marking the anniversary.
Yeah, that's right. Moments ago, President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron viewed the former battlefield at Omaha Beach during a 21-gun salute.
Fire!
Anthony Mason is at the American Cemetery and Memorial in Normandy, where this morning's event took place. Anthony, a picture certainly worth a thousand words throughout the morning there.
Yeah, quite a ceremony, Dana. And the flyover, as you can see, is still going on, so it might get loud momentarily. But it is a bright and beautiful day in Normandy, nothing like 75 years ago, when bad weather threatened to scuttle the invasion. A large crowd came here this morning to commemorate this turning point in World War II. There's the flyover. The first Allied troops who landed on June 6, 1944 were followed by hundreds of thousands who drove German occupiers out of France and forced the surrender of Nazi Germany in May of 1945.
You know, another part that kind of got left out of this thing was the French resistance that they kind of, we had our paratroopers that dropped in the back, and they started kind of pinning them in and coming up from the rear. Well, they were getting the frontal attack, but the French resistance really did a lot. They would have movements of German soldiers from one area to another, and all of a sudden the French resistance would pop up and, you know, take them out. You remember that part in Saving Private Ryan where Ryan, they had the half track that's coming through, all of a sudden they get attacked by a group, and that was happening all over the place. It's really amazing to drive around and look at the different areas, and they'll talk about the different battles that happened there. So let's listen to the second part of the story.
But the success of D-Day came at the cost of thousands of lives. More than 9,300 U.S. service members are buried here at the American Cemetery in Normandy. About 100 survivors from the U.S. and other countries are here to honor them and remember the events of D-Day. Many of the veterans took the opportunity to embrace both President Macron and President Trump, who spoke about what was at stake those many years ago.
10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty. Today we remember those who fell and we honor all who fought right here in Normandy. They won back this ground for civilization.
President Macron, alongside President Trump, presented the Legion of Honor to five American veterans. With the number of living World War II vets quickly diminishing, today's events serve as a reminder that the best way to honor the sacrifice made 75 years ago is never to forget.
And that's exactly right, never to forget. Let's go to the Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Fine. I woke up early for some reason this morning. Since I retired, I don't set my alarm anymore, but I woke up about 3:59 or something. But anyway, I turned it on and watched that thing. Man, I tell you what, woo!
It was great, I tell you. And I was shocked that MSNBC Morning Joe basically said, and now here's the president, and just turned it over to him, and he owned that stage. It was I was just blown away by how good his speech was.
It was fantastic. And I think the thing that, is the guys that were there, the 30-something that are, you know, that were actually there, I think the fact that this is the 75th, and that's probably it for them.
Yeah.
Well, the next big celebration will be, 80?
Yeah, you have 80.
I mean, most of those guys will be dead. I mean, it's a fact.
Exactly.
And in fact, I don't know if you were watching, I was watching Fox News around noon, and they happened to catch a live thing at Arlington. They were actually burying, it was a live shot. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Yeah,
I did see that.
Burying that guy that was in D-Day, and he passed before the anniversary. That was neat. I'm like you though, Dan. I'm going to turn on the night and see if Mad Cow and the other people start dogging him.
Well, I don't know if you noticed at the end of Morning Joe, once the president spoken and you had Mike Barnacle and Joe and Mika and Willie was in New York, then they started kind of going back to the, I wouldn't call it slamming, but Joe Scarborough and Jim Acosta complimented the president, but that lasted for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then went back to Mike Barnicle said one thing, said, this is what America is all about, is what happened here. It's not about the tweets. It's not about the president. And he literally said that he's bringing shame to these men. No, he's not. You are.
No. Dana, there's a lot of people in D-Day, you know, involved that, you know, my dad was in the Coast Guard, and he was from Florida. Kind of chokes me up a little bit, but he joined the Coast Guard he was from Sebring. He joined the Coast Guard. He said, you know, I'll get stationed somewhere around Florida guarding the coast. That's what he ended up over in France. And he was actually in out there in that water during the invasion.
Oh wow!
And he was with a group of, you can Google this sometime if you like. I know you're interested in World War II stuff. Google Matchbox Fleet. Just Google that, Matchbox Fleet.
Okay.
And it was a group of a 83 foot wooden hulled ship boats that were sent over there. And they had gas engines, so that's why they called them matchbox. But if they got hit with anything, boom, that wouldn't hold. That thing just went up in flame. But their job was to rescue people. And so he was on there were 60 of them. He was on number 13. They called it the Lucky 13.
Oh, wow. Great story.
Yeah, he didn't talk a lot. When it came back, and I always wondered, we lived and grew up in St. Petersburg and went to the beach all the time, but my dad just never really, we'd get out in the water. He just, you know, we always wondered why, but he just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, the people from that generation didn't really talk about it. I had to. My mother was a nurse at Northport Hospital in Tuscaloosa. We took care of the veterans who were being sent there, is where she met my dad, who was injured from a plane crash. And she did tell the story on D-Day that they knew it wouldn't be long until they were going to start getting seeing the patients of that were coming out of D-Day.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. We got a bunch of old pictures and stuff, you know, from back then. My dad had a picture taken of him. This was right after D-Day. They were in France, and he somehow some of the guys got a hold of a German uniform, and he put that thing over the helmet, and they took a picture of him walking down a plank or something.
Oh wow!
Yeah, that was kind of. But he was never talked about it, and we had to get a lot of that out of him later on. Say some of the stuff, because I think they saved the total about 500 or 600 men were saved. The guys that, you know, that got in there too deep and didn't make it ashore, and they rescued several of them. But just Google that Matchbox Fleet. That's a very interesting story about those boats.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
All right, Dan. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate Bye-bye. You telling me that. News 793.1, Dan Morris Show, going to be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it.
Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
.279228, that's where we are. I've heard that somewhere before. Okay, let's pick up some other things here. Nancy Pelosi slipped up in a Democrat caucus meeting and said, I don't want to impeach Trump, I want him to go to jail. So impeachment, no. Nancy says, I want him to go to jail. There you go, impeachment number one.
Pelosi reportedly admitting what she wants for President Trump is this. She's telling Democrats, quote, I don't want to see him impeached. I want to see him in prison. Oh, isn't that nice? Democratic strategist and former Harry Reid communications director John Sommer joins us right now to react. So, John, no one's denying it. She said it behind closed doors. Is that the right tone and tenor for this country, for Democrats?
I'm not sure that it's the right tone, particularly while our president is overseas right now marking the D-Day anniversary. You know, we do typically have a practice in place where we don't say things like that when the president's overseas. But having said all of that, I'm actually with her. I don't think impeachment is the right way to
prison
go.
Prison is?
I want to see him beat at the ballot box. I don't know whether prison is. I mean,
you don't know?
Let's get the facts out.
You want to see the president in prison?
I don't know. We don't know what he's guilty of, right?
Well, clearly, everyone's guilty until they're not?
No, that's not the case. But clearly Mueller believes that the president did something wrong. And the only reason he didn't indict him was because of the Department of Justice policy that a sitting president can't be indicted.
Did I just hear him say that? That's not the case? You're not innocent until proven guilty?
What?
I don't know. Okay, so yes, I did throw something at my TV at that particular point when I heard that. I had to go back and run it back, listen to it again, and then threw something.
Do you need more foam bricks for Christmas?
I do. I need socks are my favorite.
Socks, okay.
That way I won't kill anything, particularly a 55-inch HDTV 4K. Let's continue on with this rascal here.
So you know he's told five people were in that room. Do you believe, and your answer might be yes, because I know Harry Reid said yesterday in an interview with Susan Page that he believes they should move ahead with impeachment proceedings. So do you believe that that's the way to go for Democrats to be more successful at the ballot box?
I'm not for impeachment at this point. I still think there's plenty of oversight that needs to be done. There's plenty of investigations that need to be done. That part's already taking place. I think part of our challenge, as you and I were talking about earlier, is that people don't fully understand the impeachment process. You hear impeachment and people automatically assume that means removing the president from office. There are actually three steps. And what Nadler was pushing for, as I understand it in that meeting, was opening an impeachment inquiry, which is doing the investigative piece. That part is actually already happening. It just hasn't been labeled an impeachment inquiry. So I think there's a situation among some base Democrats where they want to invoke the word impeachment. Right. But some of the things that need to happen to get up to that point are already taking place.
I tell you what, this thing has really kind of got them where they're getting, I mean, I'm sure they're behind closed doors. Nancy Pelosi never thought that was going to be repeated. I'm sure the person who did repeat it is a Democrat that beat a Republican in a red district, that they're scared to death that that goes to the next step, that they get whacked. But this is the tonality of it. This is the tone that they have. And the guy just kind of showed his hand. I'm not for impeachment, but impeachment already, and he's talking about the process of actually removing him from office. But he said the impeachment process has really already started, and it really has. Let's continue on here, impeachment versus getting things done.
So, John, calling commentary area, but if you're a strategist, do you think we should look at the polls that say we not want something on health care, let's work out some type of compromise, whether it's a fix or something to the prescription drug prices? Do you want to look at the border where we have 140,000 illegals who came through, the rest we don't know came through, we don't even know where they are? And do you want to be the party that helped fix that, or do you want to be in the party that helped put the Mueller report onto video?
And that's a really good point, because in the last elections we ran on health care, we ran on the economy, and that's why we won. We did not run on impeachment. So we need to make sure we keep our eye on the ball on things that are important to people. Health care, as you said, is the number one issue that people have on their minds. However, the House, we're talking about impeachment today, and yet we're still getting things done. The House just two days ago. Because the Senate doesn't take up a bill doesn't mean the House isn't doing its job.
That hurts. Pass DACA, it's a magnet for more people to come from Guatemala?
Tell Mitch McConnell to take it up in the Senate. He can add whatever amendments he wants to, and then let's get it back to the House and see what passes.
Oh, man. These guys are living in a lot of land, by the way. Let's now move into Sean Hannity and talking about, and we're going to get back on the Steele dossier and Brennan and security clearance. Now, this is the opener before we kind of got into a discussion with Dorkowicz and Jared and Sarah Carter. And Rand Paul says something kind of interesting with this, talking about Brennan's security clearance, but Hannity's going to intro this talking about Steele. Listen in.
Investigating the investigators, the deep state is in a full panic. They're now turning on each other. And with the news last night that Steele will be testifying to the DOJ about the dossier, Phil Mudd of CNN Fake News, well, it'll be a car wreck. Why would it be a car wreck?
This is significant. This will be a car wreck. Look, this isn't about the Mueller investigation per se. It's about the origins of the investigation and how the Department of Justice and Attorney General Barr has talked about this repeatedly, his suspicions about how the Department of Justice originated the investigation. Obviously, one of the documents was Christopher Steele, former intelligence operative, the information he uncovered about Donald Trump from Russian operatives. Let me give you how this game ends. Christopher Steele shows up in front of the Department of Justice, and I'm guessing doesn't have terrific answers for the quality of the information in that Steele dossier. I'm telling you, Wolf, this is not going to go well.
Meanwhile, Rand Paul, senator from Kentucky, is making this claim about Brennan's security clearance. I think he's dead on.
People talk about the deep state. Now the deep state's actually protecting their own and not listening to the president's orders. I was sitting in the White House when President Trump said, I want his security clearance taken. If they're working against the odds of the president, that really does disrupt our country, does disrupt a representative democracy where the president makes a decision. If someone is countermanding that, I think we need to get to the bottom of that.
So Rand Paul is, you know, Brennan's security clearance hadn't been pulled yet. And Rand Paul said, I was sitting in the Oval Office when he said pull it. And what we're going to hear from Sarah Carter and others is that nobody's doing anything. Everybody's slow-walking this. Going to be back with more right after this.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily. And a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks. Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one choice for the voters of Montgomery on June 11th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. Charlotte Meadows is the only proven Republican. She even campaigned for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Charlotte is the only proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom. Charlotte Meadows will protect the Second Amendment and is the only candidate ever endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Charlotte Meadows will fight for the unborn, and she will work with local leaders to reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she is the only candidate who has stood with us. When you go to the polls on June 11th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. A training accident at West Point this morning leaves one cadet dead and injures 20 others along with two soldiers.
The West Point cadet was killed when his 5-ton truck rode off the road during summer training in the sprawling 16,000-acre grounds of the U.S. Military Academy.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. President Trump calling today's D-Day commemoration ceremonies at the Normandy American Cemetery powerful.
It's a lot of courage and a lot of heartbreak. But an incredible victory.
The president's back in Ireland at one of his private golf clubs. U.S. and Mexican officials holding a second day of talks to avert import tariffs President Trump is threatening to impose in an effort to force Mexico to curb the flow of Central American migrants at the U.S. southern border. President Trump says those talks must result in a lot of progress or the initial 5% tariffs will take effect Monday. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. We could see some significant rainfall amounts over the next few days, right on through the weekend and even Monday, too. Look for periods of showers and thunderstorms around today and tonight. Not as warm today with a high temperature up to about 82. Tonight's low 71. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Locally heavy downpours. High temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Lows at night right around 70. Monday, more showers and thunderstorms. Then on Tuesday, I think it'll start to thin out and we'll get into a better day with drier conditions. Stay on top of this active active weather situation with our free weather app. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather, get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
.27 2922 8, this is where we are. Let's continue on with Sean Hannity. Sarah Carter is going to be talking about Michael Flynn and the setup.
So tonight, a real investigative reporter, Sarah Carter, is telling us that the government is making every attempt to avoid disclosing what was collected in the wiretaps of General Flynn's conversations with the Russian ambassador. I wonder why there, too. Here now with Reaction, Fox News contributor Sarah Carter. Start with you, Sarah, on the news. They're afraid of the dossier. And they don't want the transcript out. I wonder why.
Well, because we've already seen what happened, Sean, when the transcripts came out with John Dowd and talking to Robert Kellner, the attorney for Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. What Mueller had done was actually put together what he wanted, redacted portions of Dowd's transcripts, portions of his conversation, the voicemail message that he left, making it appear as if Dowd was trying to obstruct justice, giving that illusion. But then when you see the complete transcript, you realize, he didn't even want confidential information. This wasn't just about the president. It was about the American people. So then you have to ask yourself, what happened with Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, right? And the conversation, the transcripts. The irony here is, Sean, is that the government is trying to protect these highly classified transcripts, yet it was government officials, senior government officials, that leaked the information to the Washington Post, David Ignatius, in January of 2017. They leaked it to basically corner Michael
Flynn. I tell you, the chatter, you know, I was going to give you guys a chatter report among my group. Something that's different recently is that it is a belief that Mueller may have some real problems here. And when he did his exit press conference that he did, he wasn't under oath. He basically said, here's a report. That's my testimony. I'm not going to college. Screw you. Well, when you find out things about this Dowd transcript that the judge made them release that basically falsified and the impression that there was obstruction of justice. And if you have these other things that he's basically misrepresenting, that he was talking to Russians, and he really wasn't talking to Russians, he was talking to FBI and CIA assets, he's got a lot of explaining to do. It sounds like a lot of manipulation here.
Now, the part of the Dowd transcript that was falsified wasn't that where Dowd was calling Flynn's lawyer, and it was about the joint defense strategy.
But it's kind of like, you know, we want you to do this not for Donald Trump, but for America.
Right.
And we're not asking you to release anything that's secret.
Right.
I mean, that's actually in the transcript that was not in the original document.
Essentially, Dowd being a good lawyer.
Yeah.
And so they edited it to make it look like, oh, it's a quid pro quo to protect the president.
And it had nothing. It wasn't even close to that. So now we're going to get into the fact that misleading the courts.
Professor, we already know what Christopher Steele's going to say, because he said it in an interrogatory under the threat of perjury. I have no idea if any of this dossier is true. Hillary paid for it. And yeah, I hated Donald Trump because he told everybody. But they still used it as the bulk of information to get that FISA warrant against not only Carter Page, but a backdoor into all things Trump campaign, transition, and presidency.
Well, I'm glad he's testifying, or at least appearing in front of the Justice Department. I think the questions that
Dukovic.
Put to
in order to try to protect the investigation will be based on chronology. You know, when did you realize that the report wasn't as valid and solid as you originally thought it was? When did you learn that it was paid for by Democrats and that wasn't disclosed? Because what he said up to now is the report itself is not valid. But what we need to know is when they knew it and what they did about it, and did anybody misrepresent what they knew at any particular time to the FISA court?
Professor, it is an unverifiable document because its author says he can't stand by it. And in first Bruce Orr warned everyone in August of 2016. We know 2 weeks before Comey signed that first FISA application, he was warned again, and there were other warnings, and he still put his signature on a spying document. He denies spying on not only Carter Page, but an opposition party.
Raw intelligence like that should never be the basis for a FISA warrant that intrudes on the rights of American citizens' privacy. We need to have more than that, and we need to have complete candor from anybody who signs a FISA warrant. They have to tell the court, look, we have this, we're not sure how valid it is, the author is not
Professor,
positive.
They never
they
told
to
the court
that.
Hillary paid for it.
I know. There's something in a footnote, but they clearly intended to mislead the court into thinking they had a credible source that was enough to justify intruding on the privacy of an American citizen. Every civil libertarian ought to be concerned about this process.
I wish Sean Hannity just sometimes would just let Dershowitz, who's like 10 times smarter than Sean Hannity ever could think about being. But Dershowitz is spot on. I mean, you're going to find out something this next cut that stunned me, that the FBI actually offered Steele $50,000 if he could verify the FISA, the information from the dossier.
Wow.
Let me $50,000. Stay on the issue of libertarians for just a second and ask Greg Jarrett this. When the deputy FBI director got a call from General Flynn day four of the Trump presidency, do I need a lawyer? And was told no. And then James Comey bragging that he took advantage of the chaos, something he'd never do in the Obama or Bush administrations, sent his agents over for a perjury trap because they had already illegally unmasked and leaked the surveillance and knew exactly what Flynn had said. He was a sitting duck, and they told him not to get a lawyer. Case should be closed, thrown out of court.
Yeah, absolutely. And they did it under the pretext of the Logan Act, which was not violated. So that was another lie. But going back to Christopher Steele, the professor is right about the chronology. It'll be vital. And the most important question will be to get Christopher Steele to nail down the meeting that occurred in the fall of 2016 in which the FBI, armed with his phony document, went back to him and said, we will pay you a bonus of $50,000 if only, Mr. Steele, you can verify this. And of course, he couldn't because it was anonymous information based on multiple hearsay. Got paid the $50,000. So the important part
is... The New York Times is saying it was likely Russian disinformation from the beginning.
Whether it's phony information that he conjured or whether it's disinformation or both, and I suspect it's both, doesn't matter. It's wrongful, unverified information. And the failure to be able to pay the $50,000 bonus in the fall only shows you that when they went to the FISA court, they already knew it was unverifiable and Steele couldn't on his own verify it.
I hope there's accountability. There has to be accountability for the benefit of every American citizen who's vulnerable to having misinformation used to spy on their privacy. That's just not the American way.
Three big points here. One, Flynn gets a telephone call, and it says in the Mueller report, and the part that was released from the judge, that he did call over, Comey called over and said, or Andrew McCabe called over and said, you don't need an attorney. And so you're basically giving away your Fifth Amendment rights by the suggestion of them. And the threat was, if you have your attorney there, we're going to have our attorney there. And Flynn, being the nice guy, said, no, go ahead. Other thing is that the beginning of this is done wrong, then everything's going to be done wrong. That may be Michael Flynn's ticket out of there. And I bet Barr and the Trump operation is looking at that exact thing. Not having to pardon him, but basically say what you charged him with and all the things you did. And imagine how bad Mueller's going to look. If what he did to you, you know, or the audience may not know this because we have not been able to find any audio clips on it. They moved Paul Manafort to Rikers Island, which is the New York State pen. You fly, when you're flying into LaGuardia, you see Rikers Island off on the side, and it looks like a death camp. I mean, it is terrible, and I can't believe he moved in there. And that's strict intimidation.
That's just intimidation.
They are panicking about what's about to happen here, and everybody is running for the hills. James, hang on for me. Let me go to a break. Dan Marr Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Mississippi Queen. She taught me everything.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And I'll find it somewhere. Whoop. We're back. Catching that wild sound, the ambient sound of the Dan Morris Show. Let's go to the phones. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. James did. James, welcome aboard.
America, God bless all those boys that got all those landing craft.
How you doing today? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, how about now?
Better.
Anyway, I have a question for you. What other than beating Hillary Clinton and firing Comey did Donald Trump do to get impeached? I don't understand.
Well, to them, he basically raped, pillaged, and plundered the entire world. And Mueller, who did a report, they take everything that he said as absolute gospel, not having been under oath. And I've been told it doesn't, when he turns in that report, there's no pledge of assurance that those are all deemed to be accurate, is what I've been told by a former DOJ person. In other words, there's no affidavit that he's signing. There's no nothing that says I attest and swear all these things are true.
You mean that Mueller report is not a sworn affidavit? It's not under oath I didn't realize.
It's not under
that.
Oath, and it's not an affidavit. Yeah, I was told that by a former DOJ official.
So it's just somebody basically running their mouth.
Here's what we learned, but we're not going to give you, we're not going to back it up. And there are things that are inaccurate in that report. You can look down and read things. For example, the report opens up with one thing. The first sentence says, my job is to basically come up with evidence that there is something or come up with the evidence that there's not anything. And you remember he said, well, we can't prove him guilty, but we can't prove him innocent either. And it basically says that if you can't come up with evidence that he's guilty, you must you come up with a discharge on it.
Well, I thought that was all what courts were all about, was proving people guilty.
Well, but see, it's not a court.
Guilty.
It's a council.
It's just, so in other words, it's just a bunch of people talking.
Well,
there's no,
anything you say to them, you're doing under oath. Anything they're saying to you, they're not doing under oath.
It's just crap.
There you go.
Let me add one more question.
That's a legal term, isn't it, John?
Yep.
Crap. You studied that in second year in law school.
A few minutes ago, there were some people you were listening to that, they said that the President of the United States was disgracing those men that landed on the beach.
Yeah, that was Mike Barnicle on Morning Joe today after the speech. And they basically said he did a really good job, or Joe Scarborough did. But then Mike Barnicle and other folks kind of got in and talked about, you know, the real heroes and what America's all about are the men of D-Day. And it's not about tweeting, and it's not about lying and this kind of stuff. And then he kind of got a little overboard, and he said, and Trump is a disgrace to these people.
Anytime the President of the United States is the President of the United States and should be respected for simply being the President of the United States. Now, all that other stuff aside, he stands before a sacred place and talks about men and women who died for this country, and some jackbag, bunch of yahoos are sitting somewhere in front of a television camera, and all they're just talking, and they're the ones that are disgracing those people that died on that beach, not the President of the United States. It's those people that have nothing else in their life but to do is just badmouth someone. That's the disgrace.
Joe Scarborough. That's Joe Scarborough. Morning Joe for you.
That's, well, you know, when I heard that, anyway, I just fired me up a little bit there, Dan. But
I can tell.
God bless America, and thank God those people got off those landing craft.
There you go. You have a great day, James. This is a cell phone call.
Buddy.
Let's go to the phone. So let's go to Brenda. Brenda, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, Dan.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good.
Good. I just wanted to thank you for playing President Trump. I would not have heard that speech otherwise. And it was beautiful.
Well, thank you. Brenda, are you there?
I am.
Okay. What else?
That's all. I just wanted to thank you for playing that, because I would not have heard it. I don't have TV and stuff, so I would not have heard it.
It is my pleasure. That's exactly why I did it, because I figured a whole bunch of you were not up at 5 o'clock this morning watching this.
No.
But I was.
Yes, you were. Thank you. I'm a first-time caller, too.
You are a first-time caller, Brenda?
Whoa. Hit the clap button over there, John.
Yeah, hit clap.
Got to be turned up when you hit it.
Whoops. Try it again.
I'm going to do it again.
First time caller, Brenda. Yeah.
Brenda, give me your month and day of birth.
1/30.
Okay, Brenda, have you been to Fresh Market before?
I have been there, yes.
Isn't it a great place?
It's a great place. I don't get there often because it's so far away from me.
Where do you live that's so far away?
Flat out.
Slap Out?
Mm-hmm.
Slap Out is a pretty fur piece, as they would say.
Yes, it is.
Well, Brenda, I've got your name in for the drawing. We'll do that drawing next Wednesday, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate it. Good luck with the drawing.
Thank you.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I just had a question about Flynn. All the dirty tactics that they used on him. This guy lost his house and all kinds of money and put him through all kinds of aggravation. Will he have any recourse when this is all said and done and the truth is finally out to get his money back and all that sort of stuff?
Well, here's a terminology that is being... Oops, there he goes. Prosecutory misconduct is a phrase I'm hearing more of. And did Weissman and Strzok and these different people treat folks differently because the end result is they wanted to get them to do something wrong so they could try to turn them? And that is a prosecutory misconduct effort that you can go take them before a judge and charge them with that. Now, the DOJ could do that. The DOJ can charge their own people with that. They could charge the Mueller team with that. They could charge individuals on the Mueller team. They could charge Mueller himself. The question is this: what was the intent, and how much proof do they have of intent? Now, that was my little one-on-one tutorial that I got from an attorney who's very, very informed about this subject. So I just want to pass on what he has said to me. Before I go out of the show, there is one thing I do want to play. Trump says U.S. and Mexico making progress on their thing. And they, by the way, the talks broke down, but now they're back. Let's listen in.
Now, as he traveled to Normandy this morning, President Trump blamed Democrats in Mexico for the growing number of migrants illegally crossing the southern border. Last month, U.S. border agents made more than 132,000 apprehensions, the highest monthly level since 2006. That amounts to about 4,000 people a day. The president plans to respond with tariffs on all Mexican goods, despite opposition from his own party and others.
We've told Mexico the tariffs go on, and I mean it, too. And I'm very happy with it. And a lot of people, senators included, they have no idea what they're talking about when it comes to tariffs.
Mexico's foreign minister is in Washington for negotiations. Weijia Jiang is at the White House. Weijia, where do the talks with Mexico stand right now?
Oh, good morning, Dana. President Trump says the U.S. and Mexico teams are making progress, but, quote, not nearly enough to prevent the tariffs. Today, talks will continue after Secretary Pompeo, Vice President Pence, and other administration officials met with the Mexican delegation here at the White House yesterday. Afterwards, Mexico's foreign minister, Marcelo Ebrard, said immigration was the main focus of that conversation, not tariffs. He's optimistic they will reach a deal to stop them. But if the two sides don't agree on a solution, 5% tariffs on all Mexican goods will go into effect on Monday and climb by 5% until they hit 25% in October. Many Republicans have expressed opposition to the plan and concerns that American consumers will pay for it. The auto industry would take the toughest hit, and car prices could soar by over $1,000. Mexico is our biggest trading partner, so everything from electronics to beer to fruits and vegetables will cost more. Congress could try to block the tariffs, and actually earlier this week, Republicans warned the White House they may have enough votes to